Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau, a production research report card. That's how you might describe the Kentucky Soybean Board's visit to Lexington each December to meet with researchers in the UK College of Ag.
We come up, we review some of the projects that have been funded. They are able to show the results and kind of what they're thinking about going into the new year. So we're able to see where we have spent our checkoff dollars and how we're getting value back to the farmers.
Research Board Chair Davy Stevens says farmers allow 0.5% of the sale of their beans to be checked off for the board, a significant share of that dedicated to production research. Sometimes the researchers offer a direction.
There are ideas that the researchers are bringing to us, trying to stay on cutting-edge technology, and then things that we say, here's my need from my end of the state, and maybe someone else from a different area of the state says, well, here's what we're dealing with.
Some projects may last a year or two. Others are ongoing, like weed resistance.
Palmer amaranth, which started in my end of the state, which is Hickman County, several years ago, and then it's in a lot of the river counties, and it's really evolved over our whole state, and it's really becoming a problem even on the national level, and you see a lot of industry spending dollars upon dollars trying to figure out what can we do to control Palmer amaranth and some of these resistant weeds.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, steak is amazing. Where'd you get your beef?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Pettit family from Webster County, Kentucky.
We started out raising commercial cattle. It is it's a calling.
It's a way of life.
That's the natural progression,
yeah.
You know, a way of life.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table for our supper at night is a good product.
We are a Kentucky farm family feeding Kentucky.
Kentucky feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
On research progress of the Soybean Board's investments, Davy Stevens cites ongoing progress in the more effective use of chicken litter as a fertilizer source. They used to depend on data from Arkansas. Now they have solid recommendations for conditions here.
So you have a lot of different things that can affect what the end result is and really show that we need to do this testing. It's not like years ago when you just put litter on or any kind of manure on. You need to sample what you're putting on your field because you sure want to know when you use dry commercial fertilizer what you're getting, so there's no reason not to know what you're getting and putting on those fields. And that goes back to knowing what that is makes us more sustainable as farmers, and that's what we need to do if we're going to keep feeding a growing population and increase our export markets.
Hickman County's Davy Stevens, chair of the Soybean Research Board. The association's annual meeting coming up January 19 in Bowling Green at the Kentucky Commodity Conference. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.